Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here once again to do some instantaneous healing provided to us by the Creation Light Shift and the Light Beam Doctors. And tonight's going to be a show about parallel life, so this will be quite interesting. Hope we have some seers out there and just get on the fast chat to communicate with us. And if you're first to the show, this is the first time you listen to us, go to Creation Light Shift Healing and then scroll down on your screen here, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam that's there underneath the blinking flower. So I'm going to first energize her right now, since we have some people coming on so they can get the entity clearing too. So we're going to energize the light beam, and what happens is this particular light beam will put the essence of her into this photograph here. And there's many light beams on the light ship, and they like to come in here off and on. I bring in males, too, and they're quite something when the males come through. So kind of watch your monitor screen, and we'll scroll down about maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar. And if you wish to communicate with us underneath the light beam, it'll say BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that, and the window is going to appear on the left side of your screen. So if you want, just watch this beautiful light beam as she transforms this picture on your monitor into actually living light energy here. And you're actually going to see her become almost three-dimensional. And, oh, she's looking very beautiful. I can feel the heart energy coming up my monitor right now. And her eyes are looking at me. And she has like a little smile on her face here as you kind of feel the energy of the photograph here. Remember, the light ship only works in the now, and the now is all that there is in the light. Anything outside of that is not of the light. So predictions, etc., remote viewing, etc., that's all energies that are not brought to us by the light. It's just energies from the dark side that people can look at and understand and figure out maybe what our path is going to be as we're mind-controlled through these energies. And naturally, tonight will be about parallel lives, another mind-controlling process of the dark side, having us take our spirit into other areas of the energies of the dark side, manifestations of artificial intelligent bodies, and our spirit is forced to go into them. And another type of mind control that you all know about is each time you look at your newspaper, if you want to read your astrology, that's telling you how the dark side is controlling you. And if you get your chart done, you can see how you're going to be controlled throughout your whole life with your natal chart. And this is not good. These energies are controlling you. So this is what we're down here, kind of trapped into this reality. And the light never created the dark side. The dark side is here invading the light frequencies here. So here we go. She's being activated right now. Very, very nice. You might see her kind of float off of your monitor screen. And let's talk about the light ship now as we're energizing her. Light ship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness, the soulless beings out of the creation of light. This is done across the universe. And in the universe, the way it's done is that the whole universe of light is turned off. So there's nothing there. You might want to call it the void. And then the light ship goes around and collects the spirits, the souls, if they can find them, of people that they created. I shouldn't use the word people, I'll use the word spirits, okay? And then at that point, everybody has a choice, the spirit does, to reincarnate in a different location. Unfortunately, because of the energy here on this planet, you have not been able to do that because the dark side holds you into parallel life. So here we go. We're going to now do the next clearing here. Light beam's here to help you. You may feel the heart energy. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. So we're going to go to your heart chakra first. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you want to connect for spiritual guidance. Remember, everything in the mind, in your head, is not going to give you guidance. It'll be something talking to you naturally, but it won't be the divine. It won't be you. And you don't want to go out of yourself to get that information. So here we go, going to the heart center and moving your heart chakra around a little bit here so you can be more in tune with yourself. And this heart chakra energy radiates through all of your energetic bodies that you cannot see. Okay, now we're going up to your throat chakras. There we go, perfect. Third eye. There we go. Going back down now to your power chakra. This is number 3, solar plex energy. There we go. Moving down now below your navel, the second chakra. This is your creativity. Perfect. And first chakra, base of your spine. This is kind of how you view life here. Okay, we'll do an opening now for everyone. So we're going to work with the heart energy first, and then we'll do an entity clearing after this here. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down now to your solar plexus, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. You guys are really in tune tonight. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now we're going to do an entity clearing. I kind of reversed the process here because the light being is here helping us do this here. So we're now going to work on entities. Entities are energies from this planet, emotional bodies of people who passed on. Created by the earth. It does not look out of your eyes. And these entities do body hopping. You can call them ghosts if you like. And they come to us. We can have hundreds and not thousands of these with us here. And it's just the way life is here. This is why you must hold on to your spiritual integrity to reclaim your spiritual identity. You never want to go out of your body to force yourself out or anything like that, especially in meditation. Because then you're wide open to have your body attacked with entities, so that's not good. I imagine some people have a procedure which may seal their body, but most people don't. I see a lot of people doing meditations where they tell you to ground to the earth, and which is kind of ridiculous, but that's what they tell you to do for some reason. Somebody thought of doing that, and that kind of became the norm. And then you lose your spiritual guidance because now you're running earth energy through you. Remember, you're not the earth. Not the earth spirit, you're unique yourself. So if you're going to ground to anything, connect to your heart center. Don't ground to the earth unless you want to feel the earth traumas here and dilute your spiritual energy, your essence of who you are. And then if you notice when you end the meditation, everybody kind of mentions about come back, be here now, wiggle your feet, wiggle your hands. Well, that's because they gave you permission to leave your body, and your spirit loves doing that because it doesn't want to be here normally. So it's up to you to stay in your body. You have to get that conscious choice here to do that. So the entities now are being released throughout your body. We're working mainly right now with the energies below your legs. From the bottom of your feet coming up to your waist. There we go. So tip of your toes to your waist area. Now we're going to bring in more of your spirit to you. So here we go. Actually, your spirit has to be healed before it comes into your body. Otherwise, it probably will not come back. It's been here, done that, and there's no reason to actually come back into your physical presence because it's not of love energy. So here we go. We're going to bring you back into your body, whatever we can do here. So again, I'm going to count to 10 to command the energy of your spirit in you. It'll come in the way it needs to. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to work on your abdominal area, say above your hips. To the top of your head, excuse me, at the top of your shoulders here, and taking out entities out of there. And you may feel your body change. You might feel a little heavier. This is true when you're in your body. Your body will feel dense. because your spirit knowledge is having the awareness of being with you. When you're out of your body, you're very light. And when you're out of your body, you don't have any psychic abilities. Plus, your eyes are glossed over at that point. There we go. Bringing more of you back in, healing your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work with your shoulders, just like we did with your legs. So your shoulder joints there, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers, your hands. Okay, here we go. Taking out entities out of there. And that's feeling pretty good. Okay, bringing more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work on your neck, the top of your head. Again, releasing some more entities out of you. These could be ones that talk to you inside of your head, giving you your guidance that you think is spiritual, but it's just somebody just fooling with you. So here we go. They can also cause headaches, earaches, eye problems. You know, you could have a pain in your head from maybe a tooth that could be having a little bit of infection or something, and you will attract entities to you with that same problem and make the pain even worse. This is the way the entities come to us here. We're only talking about entities from this planet. The off-planet entities that should not even be here are a whole other probably show that we could probably do sometime. That gets a little more high-tech. To get rid of these things that are from the dark side that inhabit our bodies here. These are like energetic snakes, worms, octopus, black widows, etc., that actually house themselves inside of us. So here we go. Can I bring you more into your body now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Just double check everybody's chakras now. There we go. Feel wonderful. We're going to take you out and put you back into your body through your feet, and then we're going to do the heart-to-mind drop. So instead of your spirit coming in through the top of your head, we're going to bring it in now to the bottom of your feet to get more healing for you. So you'll be out of your body just instantly. You will be protected during this process. So here we go. We're coming out, going in to the bottom of your feet, knees, waist. There we go. Now you're in your body fully and coming out and in, out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. There, you should feel really centered right now. You should feel kind of heavy as you're listening to this program. You should feel like your energy system is really intact. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness. And this energy is what you think with. This you may want to call your ego self. And it has to surrender this energy body to your divine spirit in your heart in order to have the information brought to you. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. 1st floor is your heart center. It's going to be dropping you down. Again, we have to command the energy. So we're going to count from 10 down to 1. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll do it slow this time so you can actually feel the energy move. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. You should be heart-centered. So I'll just put some music on momentarily here. Request some guidance from your spirit since you're connected now. Remember, it's up to you to do this connection daily. You should feel a lot of peace right now. Thank you. Julia. Are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. This is a week where we're talking about reclaiming our spiritual wholeness. And we've had some great discussions so far this week about the twin flames and other things that affect our being able to be whole and complete in our own spirituality. And tonight we're talking about parallel lives. And I'll just mention briefly also, Ron was talking earlier in this hour about some of the unfortunate mind control aspects that we're all dealing with, and that is something that we're going to take up tomorrow night. So tonight we're going to talk about parallel lives, and I've got a lot of questions that I've put together from the various listeners that have either emailed questions or sent us questions on the fast chat in prior shows about parallel lives. So we're going to go over those in case you weren't able to listen to those programs before, and this will kind of bring you up to date on the information about parallel lives. And then we'll do some actual clearings of parallel lives in a little bit. So, Ron, when you talk about parallel lives, can you tell us what do you mean exactly by a parallel life? What is that?
Yes, we should only have one life now. That's how you were created. The actual creation process after you leave the light ship is to go out and have one lifetime wherever you choose to, and then you come back to your home base energy, share the information with your twin flame and your other, I guess using the word spiritual helpers that are there also the same time you were incarnated, and then you go out again. With the parallel lives, though, what happened was is that the dark side had to figure out a unique way to hold you captive here. And so what's happened is that they have created an artificial intelligence universe, and mainly just this planet, but this is all they're mainly talking about is us here. I'm sure they have done it elsewhere, but just to talk about the energy here. So what happens is when the ascension time comes, and also throughout this time, when you go to sleep at night, or maybe even when you're being taken to other locations out of time, you're actually in another life body, kind of like your own or some other body, and it's an artificial intelligent body. And this body somehow was created so that your spirit can come into it thinking that it's now doing another lifetime, and you could have, you know, maybe up to 500 of these things. And so when you're in these bodies, you don't know the difference, but what happens is your spirit doesn't know the difference because it looks like a human body because it's designed to go into life forms. And the earth looks like the same as what it does here, just that it doesn't have much spirit energy, but your spirit doesn't understand that. And so what happens is you kind of get caught in this loop and you go and through all these different lifetimes, parallel lives. It could be like deja vu to you, possibly. It could, you know, also be unexplained fears. And you could have nightmares and things from these other lifetimes as you're experiencing them. And then you bring it back here. So what's happened during the ascension time is that because your spirit needs to ascend with the body, it's just that they stick you over another parallel life and you lose the ascension process. And so you're stuck there, and then the body here that you're in basically does not live any longer unless it's rematerialized over again by the earth spirit. And then you come back into another body. And then at that point, you start living life over again. So this is why people have been here for probably, you know, 50,000 years or so. And unfortunately, this is the dark side's plan to hold your essence energy here so that they can live on your emotional traumas and energies. That's basically what parallel lives are, is the dark side's way to attach to you and to keep you continuously doing your work over and over again with different types of spiritual, I'll use the word lessons, basically. And you just, you know, you keep cycling over and over again in these lifetimes. The sad part is that since your spirit isn't healed each time it comes back to this lifetime where you are, where the light has created you, your spirit can come in wounded. And wounded means that it could have maybe a broken arm, it could have, you know, maybe epilepsy, it could have a problem with a learning disability, It could have a broken back. And so, you know, there's many things that, you know, happen here physically that can happen in those other lifetimes. So unless your spirit is healed, it's going to come to you with these problems of maybe 500 lifetimes or so. And then at that point in time, you know, how do you get healing here when your spirit's wounded? So that's the main negative aspect of this here. And we'll be doing some clearing tonight just to show you what it's like here. So that's basically it in a nutshell, is that these parallel lights are created by the dark side. Remember, the dark side was never created by the light. The light does not need the darkness as a reflection. It reflects itself in love. Love to love to love, okay? Not negative attributes, the expressions to a positive expression. That's one of the dark side's teachings here, brought by the Galactic Federation to take away your personal power of who you are. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, the next question is, does everyone have these parallel lives? Are we all dealing with this issue here?
I would say that would be 100% correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and what are some of the ways that the parallel lives can actually affect us in our current life? I know you mentioned a few of those, but is it something, for example, that can affect us physically, like you mentioned, if one of your parallel lives has maybe an injury, then you would experience that too because your spirit has that. But can it also affect you emotionally and mentally, like through anxieties or different emotions like that?
Oh, yes. I would imagine that could be imprinted into your spirit. Remember, your spirit mimics the emotions of that body. And even your body. And so this is why the spirit needs to be healed always first, because it'll take on that imprinting. So you could be running the emotional energies of these parallel lives from 500 lives into this life here right now, which is very, very negative. Remember, the dark side lives on emotions. Whether it's a good emotion or bad emotion, it makes no difference. It's still energy. Normally, the more trauma you have, and the more upsetness, the more heartache, the more they like your energy, so this is why they produce wars here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, how many on the average would you say that each person is experiencing of these?
I would think 200 would be a little, and I would say typically probably 1,000 would be probably a lot.
And as far, so really it's quite a situation. Each person is dealing with a good amount of these. Even if they have very little, they probably still have a couple of hundred.
Yes, and you don't have to believe it or not. You know, it's something that's happening here. So whether you believe in parallel lives or not, or past lives, makes no difference. It's here, you know, and unfortunately this is what the human race is dealing with here.
And how is it that the light ship can free a person from these parallel lives?
What they do is they go into these energies of the darkness and just basically pull you out of it. And then that way you have more self-empowerment here with your spirit. Otherwise, you're kind of weak, and your spirit doesn't know the difference because it's going into a life form. And that's what its job is to go and heal a life form. So it's presented that way, and your spirit suggests, and it goes there. So the light ship with the light beam that I work with actually do this healing for you. And the light ship does it instantaneously. There's no trauma, no drama involved with almost all of my healings. It's all instantaneous. And then it takes the body a little bit to catch up with the healing, because the body will go through its own healing agenda. That could be a day or two.
Okay, we do have a question.
Maybe you don't have a finger. Maybe in 100 parallel lives, you know, maybe your finger was missing. And so in this lifetime, you wonder why your finger maybe is aching, maybe it's cold all the time or something, maybe you have cold feet. That could be an indication of that too. Maybe you have parallel lives where it's really cold outside, and so you never get warm in this lifetime. You know, or maybe it's really hot and your body, you know, sweats a lot and above normal. So there's many, many attributes of this that can happen to you. Back to you, Sylvia.
So you could be experiencing a lot of different symptoms, I guess, for lack of a better word, and never have any idea of where those are coming from.
Yeah. Not have a clue of it, yes. Uh-huh.
And We have a couple of questions on the fast chat from listeners right now. One of them is, can parallel lives affect your ability to create prosperity?
Oh, yes. You know, remember, your spirit brings into your physical body, the traumas of where it was previously. So this is why you want to have your spirit healed all the time. And so if you don't know about healing your spirit, then, yeah, it can bring in all kinds of energies. Maybe you're maybe in prison in a few of these parallel lives. Maybe you have no way to make an income. Maybe you're in complete poverty. You know, the darkness maybe made you in this way so that you cannot express yourself fully in this lifetime. If you notice, which is kind of true, most people who get on their spiritual path who kind of get awoken, all of a sudden their money finances kind of get drained, you know? And then you see people who are not really on a spiritual path, and maybe they're not a really good person, but they seem to be making money hand over fist. And you go, wow, how can this be? Well, that could be one answer to this here. But the dark side protects and feeds its ground crew down here quite nicely. And so anybody who gets awakened could have problems just from this aspect. And so getting rid of your parallel lives is a great thing to get rid of, because now you're self-empowered and you have all of your spirit energy with you, at least your own half of yourself, which is who you are in this body. The other half is your twin flame that's elsewhere.
Okay, great. So can you talk a little bit, Ron, about, you know, give paint a little bit of a picture for people of how, like, how are these parallel lives able to happen? They're not just parallel lives here on this planet Earth, as I understand from what you've said before, but it's actually the dark side kind of replicating planet Earth in other dimensions or other frequencies, and then making like an artificial planet with bodies that don't have souls in them?
Yes, that is correct. And then the body itself does not have light frequency, but your spirit doesn't really understand that, so it goes into the body to help the body heal. So yeah, all these parallel lives could be in the darkness completely, in the darkness, dark universes. And so that they can create whatever they need. That they can create. Remember, I said the light gets mimicked 99.9% in the darkness. So the darkness can mimic this almost perfectly. And so they can create a planet like this here, and it can look the same to you, unless you look really close. And this is what they do to trap souls.
And you've talked many times about how it's necessary and important for us each to, you know, have our spirit energy integrated with our body, to be in our bodies if we're working on ascension preparation, if we want to ascend, and that if we're looking to have healings, that we can only heal, you know, as much as we are actually in our body. In other words, if we're only in our bodies 20%, we're never going to get more than a 20% healing. And also being out of our bodies, you know, contributes to other problems like entities and so forth. So does having these parallel lives, these many parallel lives, actually contribute to reducing our spirit energy that's able to be in our bodies? Does this keep us out of our bodies?
Yes, it can. And the main thing is that you're going to be bringing into yourself a spirit that probably just running ragged out there someplace. You know, you probably all had times where you woke up the next morning and just feel exhausted. You go, man, what was I doing last night? Well, you're probably maybe being scared to death someplace, maybe in a parallel life out there. Maybe the dark side had a lot of stuff going on in your life, and that dark side energy, and maybe you're doing spiritual warfare in the dark side, you know, or just doing many things. So, yeah, it can definitely affect you here. And that's the sad thing is that, you know, if you're out there in say, 500 parallel lives, you only have one life here. That percentage isn't much, you know. You start looking at the mathematics on it, of how much control those lives have on you. You have 500 lives affecting you in one life right here, with all the problems of everything that you're dealing with.
So then when the light ship, the light beings work with a person to clear the parallel lives, they actually have to go into these parallel universes, locate your spirit energy, recover it from these parallel lives, bring it back, heal it, and then join it with the rest of your spirit so that it doesn't have those injuries and problems that were related to that parallel life?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So can you talk just a little bit about the parallel life session that you do with people?
Yeah, what we do is we go into a healing session. It takes about an hour for most people. Sometimes it could be a little bit longer depending on how many lives they have. And we just start clearing out these energies. And all of a sudden you start feeling lighter and lighter because your spirit's coming back to you whole and complete. And if your spirit had any problems, remember your spirit mimics you. So if you have a broken arm, it has a broken arm. But on these other lifetimes, who knows what you're dealing with, okay? And, you know, all that is healed, for you. Maybe you have psychic attacks on these parallel lives, you know. Maybe you have somebody doing a whammy on you, and you come back here, and you have a whammy put on you because of the parallel life. So it's it gets to be very complicated, convoluted, and you want to get out of those. And this is why it's, you know, you should always stay in your body anyway, and not go into and giving your energy away to group meditations, putting energy out into love energy into something, some kind of vortex or things like that. As far as healings, opening up stargates, all that is the negative side, trapping you, getting your energy. Remember, it's a two-way street. If you put your energy into something, then they're connected to you on the other end. And you don't know what's going to be on the other end of that energy. It may look like a really friendly being down here, but, you know, the dark side will mimic anything, and you don't know what you're getting involved with. So, like I tell people, they come to me and they say, well, should I get this pendant, Ron? I go, well, what does your spirit say? They go, well, I don't know. It looks beautiful. I go, well, you better go inside and ask, because you don't know what that pendant's hooked to, what it's going to be used for. You know, is there an extraterrestrial race that brought it down here to take your energy away from you, to steal your soul? You don't know. Your spirit does know. And so this is your only safeguard, is to be more fully in your body so you can connect with your divine energy. And this is why you want to have a parallel life clearing, too, so that you can be more whole and complete here. And at that point, your life changes.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So to give people an idea of how this really feels and more understanding of it, and we can do some samples of these clearings, like how about headaches for people that have experienced headaches in this lifetime? Can we clear some parallel lives that would relate to that?
Yes, what we're going to do is, in a sense, bring you back here. So maybe you've had splitting headaches in these parallel lifetimes. Maybe you have brain damage. Maybe you have some type of physical problem. Maybe you have something that is definitely causing these headaches besides tension. So what we're going to do is go to five parallel lives that deal with headaches for each one of you here. So just kind of sit back and relax and just kind of feel your head and see how the energy feels as these energy cordings, we'll say, from these parallel lives are released from you as we bring back your spirit to you. So here we go. So I do what I do with the chakra clearing, same process here. Way to command the energy. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. This is the first life. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Second parallel life. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And third parallel life. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared, first cleared, and number four. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and number five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So kind of scan yourself here and just see how you feel. Does your head feel a little different? Did some headaches leave you? So maybe we could watch the fast chat and just see what happens here. And we can do another clearing too, Sylvia, if you like.
All right. Well, how about for people that have, maybe they have a pain that's completely unexplained. No one's been able to figure out where that came from or a logical reason for having it.
Okay. So, unexplained pain. Here we go. First life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next life. Boy, there's a lot of energy here. Wow. Sixth cleared. That's a yawn. Ugh, somebody has pain. Oh, boy. Ugh. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And third, parallel life, being released. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fourth parallel life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And number five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, well, or first cleared. Okay. What's next, Sylvia? You have any ideas?
Well, how about eye problems, eyesight, or we have one listener on the fast chat mentioning, itchy eyes and that kind of thing.
Okay, we'll do eyes then.
Okay.
So, eyesight. So, here we go. First life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Here we go. Number two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number three, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Boy. Do it again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number five. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. Wonder if anybody's having their eyes water right now. That'd be interesting to find out here on the fast chat. Okay, Sylvia, what's next?
Well, maybe before we do some more of these, we can let people sit with that for just a little bit so they can experience that. And in the meantime, we could talk a little bit more about the parallel lives for just a couple of minutes. And anything more that you can tell us about them or about the spirit? Like, I guess one question I have is, you mentioned a few minutes ago, if people are doing things like, praying or putting their energy into group energy sources or vortexes and things like that, do actually parts of their spirit leave at a time like that and then get taken and put into a parallel life?
That or the dark side takes you away and can actually hide you in the dark universe someplace, parts of you, yes. So that can happen, uh-huh.
So it's also like actually stealing souls and that kind of thing.
Yep, that's what they're good at. And you probably have seen people that, look kind of strange walking on the planet here without a soul in their body. And that's another process. But, yes, they do steal souls. What happens is when I do clearings on people, especially like the emotional clearing, what will happen is I'll get to sometimes a certain age, and I'll say, man, you don't have any power chakra energy here, which means that the dark side took you away, and your chakra energy along with your spirit's missing. And so that's quite interesting to see that, because your spirit, remember, is a conduit for all energies in your body. So there's a lot going on here, and the whole thing is that their intent is to steal souls to put the body into trauma. And remember, if you have 500 more parallel lives, there's a lot of trauma there because the trauma, that you're experiencing in those lifetimes is still emotional energy, and they're feeding off you. But that's what they do, is do that. So that's the main goal of the dark side, is to steal souls, to torture souls, basically to torture the bodies of the person that has it so that they can get emotional energy from you. So the whole thing is very bad, and they shouldn't be allowed to be in here. But our Galactic Federation, our Space Brothers, these 3D people that fly around in UFOs, etc., these beings that are supposed to be divine are not helping us. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this problem. This has been going on for, 50, 70,000 years here. So people talk about, you know, the first contact happening here and everything being cleaned up. Well, they've been here for 70,000 years. You know, what makes you think they're going to be coming back in the next year or two before ascension to help you? You know, the odds are not there. We've had a lot of ascension times from that time forward, too. Back to you, Sylvia.
So I would say, you know, for people that have been listening with the with this program or other workshops and seminars and so forth that you've been doing, and hearing your message of going within and not to put your energy outside of yourself, that, you know, they may not have realized why or all the different aspects of why that's so important, but this would definitely be one of them. You know, to just steer clear of this, to go within, to protect your own spirit energy and work on healing and being healed yourself. And that should definitely help, you know, for each person to do that will help everyone, you know, instead of thinking of the idea that in order to, you know, save the planet or do this or that, we all have to go outside of ourselves. It's just another real dark side teaching, actually, right, Ron?
Yes, remember that. The light's only in the now. So as long as you remember the light's only in the now, anything that's not of the now is not of the light. So what's not of the light? It's mind energy. Remember, your thoughts get projected out of time. So either you're living in the past or you're living in the future. And at that point, you're not in the now and you're not with your true spirit energy. As you're listening to the show right now, you're all in the moment because you're hearing what I'm telling you, unless you're daydreaming and going off somewhere else or out of your body doing something. But basically, you're in the now listening to this program. So you are connected to your spirit. But how much are you connected to your spirit? We have a question here which kind of came up, something about like your multidimensional self. This is kind of what I'm how I'm reading this information here. My own knowledge is that we have one life now, okay? And so as far as you being a multidimensional being, well, yeah, you go out and you experience life elsewhere, but I don't think your spirit ever goes out and does more than one lifetime at once throughout the universe. Remember, it's strictly dedicated to that one life. It's not dedicated to 1,000 lives because you think you're a multidimensional being going out to the third dimension and fourth dimension and, you know, 100th dimension and, you know, becoming... which people think of oneness of everything, that doesn't exist. You have one life and one life only in the now. And if you do other things like that, which is some of the teachings that are out there now, then at that point you're deluded. You're deluding yourself again. Why would you want to even think that or even do that? But remember, the dark side teachings are very strong. You know, but that's why they taught you to pray outside of yourself, to a God outside of yourself. Go to any church, you know, they're going to have you start praying to God. Well, they should say, go within, pray to yourself. Or instead of praying, to commune with your divine essence of who you are to get your guidance. And, you know, then they pass the plate around and you pay your, you know, $20 to $100 for the service about how they're teaching you to pray outside of yourself to some energy that doesn't need your energy anyway, but the dark side does need it. You know, so that's why they're doing that, because it's a trap for you. And anything in the mind, when the ascension time comes, there's no mind. That's the key, that the mind energy will no longer exist during the ascension time. All that's left is heart energy. So if you're able to be in your heart, to be fully in your body with your spirit, then you can do the ascension with your physical body. And if you're not able to be in your body 100%, then the life form that you have right now is not going to live again, because it was made from your spirit energy, and your spirit is the only frequency that can help it have eternal life. So this is the process of ascension. So it's up to you to come into your complete spiritual integrity with yourself and release your baggage so that you can come into your body more with your spirit, because you want to become a spiritual physical body versus an earth body with a spirit inside of it that's trying to help you. You want to do that transformation. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, how about if we take a look at the subject of fear? We've got a question about someone who feels panicky all the time, another person who's asking about, you know, feeling fear for the future. Can we do a parallel life clearing that's related to that kind of fear?
Okay, well, we'll do a clearing on fear. So these are parallel lives from the dark side that you're living, and there's fear based in these lives. It could be fear of money. It could be maybe fear of driving. It could be any kind of fear. Remember, we have all types of fears here, and they also exist elsewhere in this artificial intelligence that the dark side has created. So a lot of it resonates to you down here. So here we go. Same process. So first life, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So just see how that helps you. It may be hard to look at it right now because fear is something that you probably are going to experience in your daily life. So it may not be an instantaneous type of awakening right now to you. But you may find that it's lessened for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, another one that's come up from time to time is, eating, overeating, and that kind of thing.
Okay. So here we go. And maybe it could be people who can't eat enough. Maybe they don't want to eat. Maybe they throw out their food, you know. So it'll work on both ends here. So we'll just put down under-eating and overeating, okay?
Okay, great.
Eating issues. So maybe you have a lifetime out there that you're starving all the time. So your spirit comes back on this lifetime, and all of a sudden, you're at McDonald's continuously eating hamburgers. Who knows? But here we go. First lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And maybe you're deprived of maybe ice cream and hot fudge sundaes in another lifetime. And so you have a lot of those here, That sounds good to me. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fourth. This also is like addiction. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So what I will add here is that people sometimes wonder, well, is this thing really working? Can this thing be cleared instantly? Yeah, the light beings do this instantly for you with no trauma. These are all permanent healings. And so you don't have to believe in anything. It's done for you. But like I said, these are only sample healings, and you have a lot more lifetimes that have to be cleared if you wish to become whole and complete. And remember, this is very important for the ascension process to get your spiritual integrity back to your body here. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you mentioned earlier about sometimes these parallel lives can cause you to have nightmares, to wake up kind of panicked or, scared because of something that happened in a parallel life. So is there a clearing that we could do that would alleviate these nightmares for people?
Well, we could try this here, sure. So people have a hard time sleeping, unexplained fears. Maybe people go to sleep at night and they wake up maybe in a cold sweat, not knowing why. Or maybe they have to have a light on in the room continuously, or they never get any really restful sleep. So here we go. Sleeping disorder. So first lifetime. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I know we're short on time, but we did have a listener request for anything related to thyroid and heart.
Okay, so here we go. Thyroid and heart issues here. So, and if you have your own issue, just write it down or think about it right now, and we'll clear that after this one here, okay? So here we go. First lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number three, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number four, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 5, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Now we'll do your own particular issue. So just think of that now, and the light beams will connect. And we have the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. And she'll facilitate the healing for you here. So here we go. This is your own special issue. And again, just feel your body energy. You may get warmer. You may find your body sweating possibly as you get more energy, tingles, etc. So here we go. First light. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. Next lifetime, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. Number 3. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 4. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 5. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, so this may help all of you somewhat here. Remember, you have many, many lives, and this is just a sampling of the healing that the light shift does. So it's not going to be a fix-all for you, but it's just a way to show you how gentle the light beams are and how quick and fast their healings are. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that was quite a lot of work for people. So, not work, but energy change. So maybe we could bring in the wonderful grace energy from the light ship to just kind of leave everyone in a wonderful, beautiful space.
Sure. So here comes the light, the grace energy. And we'll bring it in through the creation light ship insignia. If you'd like to scroll down a little ways here on your monitor screen, I'd say probably about 40% of the way down, you're going to see this beautiful light ship insignia. Or if you click on the image underneath the fast chat too, and we're going to bring in grace energy. Again, this is heart-to-heart energy. And here we go. So this grace energy is going to start to come in here. I'll put the music on and just sit back and relax. And you're going to feel this beautiful presence here of this divine energy coming into you to help center, balance you. And it'll also help you connect to your spirit here. So you want to stay in your heart center. Very, very important to live your life there. This is your only connection to the divine is inside of you. It's never outside of yourself. Comment here from Jim. The creation light ship has the original 12 source energies on it, and actually the 12 have a twin flame energy with them, so there's actually 24 creative energies that actually created you. Everything created from the light has these energy frequencies with them, and this is how we resonate to certain beings that we maybe like to have. Maybe you like to call upon Archangel Michael, so you're resonating with that energy that's in you, that's in him also. So this is kind of how it works. But, yeah, the creation energy itself that created the whole universe was created by these 12 divine source energies that reside on the Creation Light Ship. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, let's talk a little bit about upcoming dates that people might like to mark on their calendars.
Okay, so a very important time is a week from tomorrow, and that would be the 17th. We're having our special once a month 4-hour light ship healing, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours. The charge for that is $60, 60. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you have water charging, too. The Divine Light Beings put special light codes in your drinking water. You normally get 7 gallons of water to have this experience, so it's just very, very nice. The time just flies by. It's like about a half an hour. And then we also do one-hour conference calls on a conference call line. And Mondays and Fridays, they start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, California time, and the cost for that is only $20, and these are physical healing sessions on the light ship. And I do many, many other types of healings down here for people to help them advance themselves and to get your spirit more into your body to get rid of the densities. So, Sylvia, back to you.
All right, and if someone would like to work with you privately to work on the parallel life clearing for themselves, how would they contact you for that?
You can just scroll down to the bottom of the screen here, and there's information there. You can connect with healing at creationlightship.com. You can also call me, the toll-free number there, and if I'm not here, just leave your information, you know, on the voicemail. And repeat your phone number twice. That's very nice if you do that. Sometimes people talk very fast or they're on a cell phone and it gets glitches, so I can't always get all the information. And it's that simple. I make appointments for people. They send me a check, and that's it. And from there, we're off and running. And most sessions are about an hour in length. So, Sylvia, it's like it's running out of time here, so I guess we'll just say blessings to everyone. We have a show tomorrow night, too, same time. And let's see you all on there. And each show that we have, we do sample healings. And tomorrow we'll probably go to the light ship maybe for about 10 minutes to show people what it's like to go to the light ship to have some physical healings done here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you want to be on my email list, go all the way to the bottom of the page here. And we only send out a couple of emails a month just to put your name in there, and then it will email address, and then you have a confirmation sent to you. And once you click on that over again, then you're set up, and we can send you emails. I guess I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening, and maybe see you tomorrow night.
All right, everyone, and thank you so much for being with us and for all of those who were contributing with your questions and comments on the Fast Chat. And until tomorrow, much love to all. Good night.
Good night, everybody.